Now it's interesting over here. In the parsha here of Matas Masei, right? So what's the story here? Because when Reuven wanted a share in Eva Hayarden, right? Eva Hayarden, the other side of the Jordan River, they wanted a share. Mikne Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu gave him a hole, ripped into them, and said, the Meraglim, you're like the Meraglim, and you are against Eretz Yisrael, and they rebelled. What did they say? He said, Chas v'Shalom, we'll be the first fighters, we'll be in the front line, Anachon Echolitz Chushim, absolutely not true. We will be the most, over here, Avodecha Yavu, Kol Chalut Sov, Afnei Hashem, Amuchama, Kasha Adoni Doiver. Absolutely, we will, then he made tonight, if you do, he said they never had a Havamino, of not fighting. Right. He says, Loi Noshelo Vatenu, Adis Nachel, B'nai Yisrael, Ish Nachlos, we won't go back until everybody has their share. He learned in Chali Tam Eva Yarden Vahala. He said, we just want to have Eva Yarden. We don't find that Moshe apologized, anything like that. He ripped into them. The Meraglim. What do you mean the Meraglim? They're willing to fight their heads off. They did. So what's he telling them off? The answer is, that the Ran in the Dorim says, Eva Yarden is very choshev, it's conquered, Kibush. But it's not Eretz Yisrael. Right? You don't have the Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael is Hara Maria, Lishka Sargozis. They would fight, they're loyal in a hair, but they were willing to forego. Willing to forego the real Eretz Israel. Right. That's what he called the Meraglim. The real Eretz Israel. Correct. As a matter of fact, is a mitzvah like that. Well, Boy Sidbok. What's Boy Sidbok mean? Hatzibu, Rambam, Shistavu, Misari bin Chachomim, to be attached to Chachomim. To live near yeshiva. You have to live near yeshiva, you get married, you are married. Why? Yeah, that's the boy Sidbok. The boy Sidbok. They were willing to live far away from the yeshiva. And that was the chet. You hear that? You have to live near yeshiva. Right? Do you have a beautiful apartment somewhere else? No. Yeah, that's my whole life. I always live near that, near yeshiva, and that is very important. Boy Sidbok, they're willing for the Mikne Rav to forego. Moshe Rabbeinu attacked them, and they were punished. Taker, the first people to go to Golis was Eva Yarden. They have to live near yeshiva, right? Where do you live? Yeah. In Shalayim, where do you live? You live in
next door to Shalom Sanders.
Whoa, can't beat that. Right. Oh, Misha, I see Misha here. Where do you live in England? Live near Yeshiva? Where's your brother live, Rafi?
He's in Israel.
New Yeshiva? Holy Shalayim, every other house is in Yeshiva.
We live by Akuda.
You live near yeshiva? Yeah, live near yeshiva, Rani? Near Kaibul?
Yeah, not far.
Not far. And today it's impossible not to live near yeshiva. Every town has 10 yeshivas over here. But in those days, I got married, I lived next to Torah Vadas. And I got married to her Zas. I made a condition with my wife. I have to live near the yeshiva. Then I lived near to her Tmima. And it's a tremendous thing over here. They didn't. When they grew up in a Ruvain, they lived Eva Yardain. It wasn't near the Mokum Torah. It wasn't near Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. And this, that's Meraglim. They didn't appreciate living near Yeshiva. That was Meraglim, he called them. The mitzvah, voice Sidbok. To attach yourself. You had to attach yourself. Voice Sidbok to Chachomim and to Torah over there. That was the thing. Okay.